Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Inside Scoop Live. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm your host, Juanita Watson, and my guest today is Dina Riddle. Dina is the owner of New Vision Media, with imprints that include Community Press, which is a traditional publishing company, Sarah Press, which is a self-publishing company, and Publisher Assistance, where Dina helps writers become their own publisher. Her latest venture is Writer Watchdog, and her new book, The Writer Watchdog Self-Publishing Directory, it has just been released. And we are so excited to hear Dina's thoughts on this new book today. Dina's mission is to help writers become published authors the right way. And you can find out more about her and her endeavors at writerwatchdog.com. So that said, welcome to the program, Dina.
Hi, Juanita. Good to be here.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be talking with you. So I'm interested to hear what that actually means, that you're helping writers become published authors the right way.
Well, I mean, self-publishing can actually be a little more complicated than you think. If the writers are going to self-publish, I mean, they want to do it successfully. And what the directory... What we try to do with the directory is, you know, connect these writers with the resources that are going to help them to do this the right way. I mean, we'll connect them, the directory connects them with book printing companies, self-publishing services, because there's actually two different ways that you can self-publish. We connect them with book designers, editing services, review sources, promotion and marketing sources. We give them information on obtaining copyrights, Library of Congress numbers, ISBNs, and so forth. I mean, there's a lot of steps involved in self-publishing. If you're traditionally published, you know, the traditional publisher will typically take care of a lot of these things, but, you know, it's a different story when you do self-publish.
It really is confusing territory for a self-published author, and typically, you know, they don't have a big, high budget, so they really have to do a lot of this on a shoestring.
Oh, definitely. With each writer, we're going to have different needs. We're going to have different budgets. And another reason that writers should have their, you know, we want to give these writers these options because we want them to self-publish in a way that does meet their budget and gives them, you know, what they actually need to get their book created and get it out on the market.
Mm-hmm. So what exactly is this book, The Writer Watchdog Self-Publishing Directory? Tell us a little more about it, how it's designed, if it's in sections, what those sections are.
It's pretty easy to follow the directory. We do list the resources, and we have all the resources in categories. You know, you can look at table contents, and if you're looking for specific help in specific areas, I mean, you'll know exactly where to go. We have a few tools in the directory. Something as simple as a form that will let you record all the information about your book, because you're going to need this when you're submitting the books for reviews, anytime you're having to get your book registered or listed, we go back to who to contact and what to do when it comes to getting your copyrights, your registrations, your ISBNs, and so forth. Then we go a little further in the directory, and we have at least 100 pages of articles from industry professionals. And all of these professionals have been kind enough to come on board and talk to writers about everything from what kind of self-publishing do you want to do? Do you want to go to a book printer? Do you want to go to a self-publishing service? How to prepare your manuscript for publishing? How to write your back cover copy, the blurb that helps sell the book? The importance of good design, tips on, you know, the new social medias, how to get out there and promote your book, which, you know, go back to being on a budget. This is probably the most effective budget smart way to get out there and really promote your book. But the directory is laid. It's simply laid out, and it's easy to follow. We're going to have more improvements with the next directory, but I know that no writer's going to have an issue of finding their way through this and getting the information that they want and then some.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you have amassed an incredible amount of information for this book. How long did it take you to get it together?
You know, I work with a lot of writers, obviously, and for a few years now, I mean, I've always made it a point, you know, to consult with my writers, give them whatever advice I could, find resources for these writers, find help for them in areas that I couldn't help them with, or maybe, you know, because of their budget, they needed a less expensive resource. And yeah, after a couple of years of this, I just sat back and I said, I just need to pull all this together and put it in a format like this directory and you know, let them, you know, help them to be well-equipped to get out there and publish successfully, you know, avoid a lot of mistakes, learn the technique, get the advice they need, and so the directory was born from that.
So with the industry changing as much as it does, is this going to be an annual book? Will you be putting out a new edition every year or every few years?
Oh, definitely. This will come out yearly.
Okay.
We're already starting on the 2010 edition. This directory, it's really similar to the writer's market, and I know a lot of writers are familiar with the writer's market.
Mm-hmm.
With the obvious exception that this directory provides a listing of go-to sources for self-publishing writers instead of writers seeking traditional publication. I mean, we're trying to do the same thing for the self-published writers as like Writer's Market's doing for traditionally published writers. Let's face it, we're having more and more writers choosing the self-publishing route,
mm-hmm.
and understandably so. There's a lot of good work out there that's being overlooked by your bigger publishing houses. And so technology has improved so much that, you know, writers don't have to wait to get this traditional publishing contract. I mean, they can, but they don't have to. You know, if they need to take the right steps, they need to avoid a lot of common mistakes that self-published writers make, but they can, you know, create their own opportunities, and they can choose their own destiny, so to speak.
There really is a lot of potential
for self-publishing writers.
Yes.
Oh, well, definitely, and you know, the stigma's going away. It's still there, but you know, there are self-published books that really do become every bit as successful as your traditional published books.
Mm-hmm.
Traditional published books, a lot, they may sell, you know, 5,000 copies throughout the short life that the publisher is going to give it before it becomes a backlist title. But, there's a lot of misperception about, you know, what being traditionally published is going to offer you.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, if you do it right, when you self-publish, if you take the right steps, I mean, you're going to be a lot more profitable than you will be if you're traditionally published, and you know, you get a small percentage off of the net or gross. But again, I have a small traditional publishing company, so I'm not knocking, you know, one. I'm not putting one above the other. I'm just saying that self-publishing is definitely an opportunity. You just have to know who to go to. You know how to do. You need to know how to do certain things. If you do it right, you're well on your way.
Mm-hmm. So, Dina, how did you begin doing this work? Were you a writer yourself? How did you get into this area?
Well, actually, many moons ago. My education is in advertising and design. I mean, I have a lot of print media experience, and as well as working for printing companies. And did I go to school to learn publishing? Or no. Probably the Writer Watchdog Directory is the first book I've actually put out there, and you know, it's not a fiction novel or anything like that. But probably back in 1991, I did have this idea. And then you've got to realize, again, where technology was. This is really before people were blogging or, you know, even AOL. It was just kind of taken off with the chat rooms. I wanted to publish an open forum type of magazine, and, you know, where everybody had an opportunity to have their voice in print. And but back then, the technology wasn't there. It would cost a fortune to do it. And so I just, there were a lot of things that kind of prohibited me. Just like writers back then, that, you know, they didn't have the opportunities they have today. So I put it on the back burner. And just, I mean, I don't know, a few years ago, I just said, you know, I realized that now was the time. And it's been a learning process. I've definitely made my mistakes. I'm still learning a lot. I like to think I'm forward thinking, and I have a lot of confidence in the direction of where self-publishing is going. I just think that we need to raise the bar a bit. I think we need to educate writers that choose to self-publish again on how to do this, how to produce something that and market something, get something out there that's comparable, if not better, than what your traditional publishing houses are putting out in the market.
And not drown in the process.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And we hope that this directory, you know, kind of alleviates some of that sinking feeling, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very simple directory. It gives you straightforward information, resources. And then, I mean, you do have to do your own research and talk to these sources and, you know, but you have options. You can, okay, you like what this resource does. This resource fits your needs the best. You like samples of their work. You know, then you decide if you can, you know, if you have the budget to have this done as opposed to that. I mean, you can go to Lulu and pay very little money and have a book out there. But, you know, are you going to take it all upon yourself to create this book and then do what needs to be done? Or are you going to maybe go to a resource that provides a few additional services?
So let me ask you, how did you determine what resources to include in this book and which resources were highly credible and worthy of being put in print like this and having your name on it, you know, your stamp of approval, basically, because there's a lot out there that's pretty questionable.
Oh, yeah. You know, again, it started with just talking to writers and trying to help them. So I definitely purposely stumbled upon a lot of resources. And when I decided to expand and also offer self-publishing services, I do my homework. I wanted to see what other services were doing and see how I could improve upon it, you know. And I study their sites. I look at their terms. I look at their pricing. And again, in the beginning, it was just so I could try to do better with my own company. I go to, like, Writers Weekly, Predators and Editors, and I definitely look at some of the notifications. And I mean, if there are lawsuits out against certain companies or I'm looking at their pricing and a lot of other factors, and it's obvious that they're just, you know, big rip-off kind of, if they're scams, then, you know, they didn't go in the directory.
Mm-hmm. What should authors look for when they're searching out resources? What would some of the red flags be when they're surfing the internet and checking out some of these places?
Well, I mean, some things are the most obvious, and I don't think it's as much of an issue as it maybe was. But look at your rights. What kind of rights you actually retain? Which basically, if you're paying, to have this done, you need to have all rights. You need to keep all rights. You get into all these self-publishing services are definitely going to have different price structures, different terms, and with some, you're not going to get as much a percentage of profits as you are with others. Is that saying that one is a scam and the other isn't? No. You got a lot of other factors. I mean, okay, you get this percentage of the profit. Well, what other services are they including? How much is your cost per book if you want to get your own book? There's just so many things you have to weigh, mm-hmm. and what the writer really has to do is just say, okay, it costs me less to get published through self-publishing service A than it does B, but A, I get less of a percentage of the profit. B, I get more of a percentage of the profit. So do I want to pay B a little bit more and get more of the percentage of profit? I mean, does that make sense?
Right. So do you think it's good to always look around, check out other places that are similar maybe to a resource that you want to go with, maybe check for a second opinion or another quote from somebody?
Oh, definitely. Probably a lot of writers are familiar with maybe the top five self-publishing services. Mm-hmm. And it seems like a lot of writers just stop there, because these self-publishing services, we do it all. We do this and that. And they kind of stop there. Maybe they don't have time to do the research or they just really don't know where to begin. And I would advise that you check out several resources. Ask them questions. See, how quickly they respond to you. See how direct they are with their answers. And make your decision after you've talked to several. And there's going to be pluses and minuses with any self-publishing service that you use. There's another option that writers don't think about, but you can go to book printers where you're actually just paying, you're paying them just like you'd pay any printer. You're paying them exact cost of the book, and you keep absolutely every bit of the profit. You don't give them any percentage of sales. But when you go that direction, then, you have a lot more responsibility because you are becoming your own publisher. I think that's definitely a good route if the writer goes into it knowing that they are becoming their own publisher. There's a lot of rewards with doing that. But, there are also writers that they're like, I don't want to deal with all that. I just want somebody to publish my book and get it out there. That goes back to what your needs are, what your goals are, and what you can budget and how much money you really want to make off of your book sales.
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Are you looking for new ways to promote your book? Why not consider being interviewed live? With the huge impact internet radio as well as podcasting is making in our society, your voice can now be heard worldwide. Let Juanita at Inside Scoop Live create the necessary steps for you. You will not only receive a web page of your own, but your interview will be available for MP3 download and RSS feed. As well, your interview will be posted on venues such as iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Alley, and the Inside Scoop Live blog. Go to InsideScoopLive.com today for more information. Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live. Just to remind you, I'm talking today with Dina Riddle. She is the author of Writer Watchdog Self-Publishing Directory, and you can find out more about Dina and her book through her website, writerwatchdog.com. So it's, from what I understand, pretty typical in the whole process for an author just to get really frustrated with the whole industry. So where are you finding it common for self-published writers to kind of hit that wall?
Part of the frustration that a lot of self-published writers have is they self-publish and then they discover that they're not selling 100 books a day. There's no magic wand. You know, just because your book's put in print, that doesn't mean that it's going to be a bestseller. You really have to get out there and work at creating awareness for your book and getting readers interested enough to buy your book, to talk about your book. But a lot of writers, you know, that's one wall of frustration they hit. You know, they just, sales aren't what they thought they would be. And that leads into other areas of frustration. You know, well, all of a sudden my self-publishing service is really kind of crappy because, you know, I didn't hardly sell any books.
Mm-hmm. Blame it on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, and, you know, then again, the writer's got to go and look and, okay, what does this self-publishing service promise as far as is how they're going to promote your book? And then if the writer really educates himself on what is current and what works with book promotion, for instance, then they know what to really expect from what a self-publishing service promises, and they know if they need to go ahead and plan to get additional assistance. The directory lists more than just book printers and self-publishing services. We list resources that help these writers in these other areas. Everything from the book needs to be edited, the book needs to be packaged professionally so that it can compete against all these other books, and the book needs to be promoted effectively. I mean, these are just a few things, and this is the information they can get out of the directory as well as the advice from industry professionals. We get in and discuss a lot of these things that can help writers and maybe help them understand the industry better, the processes, and maybe feel a little less frustrated and not hit as many unexpected walls.
So you have a little bit of information also up on your website. So I want to ask a few questions about that. You have a section up there called Writer Stories. What is that all about?
We want writers to tell us about their self-publishing experience. We think this would be really helpful to our other writers that are considering self-publishing. If the writers communicate with each other, they can learn success tips, they can avoid mistakes. We definitely think that this line of communication is it's going to be interesting and it's going to be very helpful to all self-publishing writers. But we're wanting to build a little bit of a community here and, you know, everybody kind of helping each other. Part of the basis of this directory, I mean, even when I'm talking to resources, the resources in this directory, you know, a lot of them are my competitors, but that doesn't really matter. I mean, what I wanted to do was, let's get together and let's help these writers help each other. And anyway, we go back to the whole community thing that I'm hoping that this will grow into.
Mm-hmm. Do you think at this point with technology where it is, it's pretty much impossible to get a book out there, self-publish it, and promote it without utilizing the Internet?
You've got to use the Internet. There's so many ways to use the Internet. The Internet is critical. The old ways of promoting, marketing, advertising, you know, forget about it. It's social networking. It's doing your blogs, having your websites, getting onto to LinkedIn, Facebook, MySpace. You talk to a couple of people, they talk to a couple of more. I don't know if you're familiar with that old Norman Rockwell painting where, you know, everybody on the phone, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, you build slow.
Mm-hmm.
But once it takes off, once, you know, this goes viral, I mean, there's no stopping it. And it's a lot easier than getting in your car, although you kind of need to do that too, but physically going to some place to meet a bunch of people. I mean, you can do it all from the comfort of your home, but you need to do it. You need to create awareness. If it's just a few people at a time, that can grow. So, you know, that's just the way that it is.
Okay. I didn't mean to interrupt you. And definitely have a website.
Yes, you know, that's your home base, that's your storefront. But don't limit yourself to just a website. I mean, there's too many out there. You got to invite people in, and again, that's where you take advantage of your blogs, your networking sites like Facebook and LinkedIn and so forth. You know, it's just you got to connect them all, and you know, the traffic's going to flow through one portal or the other. So
great, great advice. So where do you think at this point the whole self-publishing industry is heading?
I mean, it's growing. And it's not going to stop growing. I mean, I'm not a psychic or anything, but and maybe it's already to this point. You know, there's going to be more self-published books out there than traditionally published books. Mm-hmm. And what the self-publishing industry, and one thing we try to do is Read Press, and I know it may put off some writers, but I mean, we really, it's kind of a boutique little shop, but we have one just very basic requirement, but, you know, the writers have to have their work edited, okay? It doesn't have to be edited through us, but they have to have the work edited because this is for their benefit to have this done. I mean, if you don't have this, if you don't do this first critical step, then we're still going to have the issues of a misperception. You know, people think, oh, it's self-published. Mm-hmm. It's just
critical. It's a critical point in the whole process, the editing.
Right. And, you know, and we package our books really pretty well. I mean, we believe we can compete with what's out there. But the thing, the self-publishing industry really needs to just, and they won't all do this, but they need to get past this, you know, anything goes. I mean, we need to try to raise the bar, at least have some, you know, services out there that really guide the writers and help them. I mean, you kind of take in the role of a traditional publisher that sets certain standards, but it's not like you're saying we're not going to, you know, publish your book. It's kind of a tricky slope, but if we continue to raise standards, and I think a lot of writers are really becoming savvy, and they're, even though they're using a self-publishing service, they're taking certain responsibility upon themselves. I mean, they're going out and they're definitely making sure their work is edited. They're getting professional designers to really package the book well because they know this is going to be critical to their success. There's a lot of promise in self-publishing. There's just a lot of learning, you know, there's a lot of just helping writers learn how to do this the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And when we continue to do this, you know, I mean, the technology's there. And technology, I mean, large publishing houses are using on-demand technology. They're even introducing a lot of the new unknown writers in their first books that they're introducing them with. They're printing the books using on-demand technology to test them out. And obviously, a lot of their backlist books, they're moving it over to the on-demand technology. The Lightning Source, which is part of Ingram, I just actually got a notification from them. We're about to put the Expresso book machines. I mean, we're going full speed ahead with that, so I don't see that it's going to be too far from now where we're going to start seeing an Expresso book machine in Barnes & Noble. This is great for self-published writers. As long as that book's got an ISBN, somebody can walk in, and if they don't see the book in the brick-and-mortar store, they don't have to go up to the counter and have the book ordered, wait a few days, pay shipping. They don't have to go home and get on to Amazon, order it, wait a few days, pay shipping. They can go right to this machine and get the book and any book they want, basically, in about 15 minutes.
Wow.
If I'm understanding everything right. So.
That is amazing.
Oh, it's a good time to, if you're going to self-publish, it's a good time.
It's a good time to do that. Well, how do you address the whole issue of older books and an author sort of reviving and picking up one of their older books and putting it out today?
Well, if the book was traditionally published, they first have to make sure they have the rights to republish the book, if I'm understanding the question right. But yeah, I mean, if you self-published something a few years back and you've learned more about the industry, if you want to come back and improve that book, have it edited again, redesign the cover, maybe back then there wasn't quite the market for it, but now there is. You know, definitely do it. You can do it at very little cost and give it another shot. And with with on-demand publishing, which is what a lot of self-publishing services use, you know, it's not a big investment to, I mean, the books are only printed when they're ordered, so you don't have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars to get inventory and then worry about warehousing and shipping and all that fun stuff. So It's a good idea. You just bring it back. If now's the time, if you know how to do it better, you know, get the right people to help you, the right sources, and bring it back.
And bring
it
back.
You never know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so tell us a little bit more about the Writer's Choice Award that you have up on your website.
Well, this is another thing we're really hoping self-publishing writers get involved with. We definitely want feedback on the resources listed in our directory. And if writers have used any of these resources and the experience has been a good one, definitely we want to for the writers to tell us. We want to for these writers to let other writers know, you know, this resource is going to take care of you. They're going to do what they say they're going to do and so forth. And once we get a certain number of, I guess you'd say, nominations, then we're going to give that particular resource, you know, the award banner and let them put it on their site. It's, I don't want to be too egotistical and say it's, you know, like the Good Housekeeping seal of approval, but, yeah, I mean, it's just, it is saying that writers endorse this particular resource and they're worth checking out, they're worth the extra consideration.
I think that's a great stamp to have on your resources and on your information to have that approval. So what is next for you? Where are you going with Writer Watchdog and your this whole concept?
Well, again, I mean, we're pretty pleased with the first edition of the directory, but you know, the next directory, we intend to have even more resources, more articles, more tools. It's definitely going to be a work in progress, and it's going to get better with each edition. We're really going to try to build up a community at the Writer Watchdog site. We want this to be a place to go where, you know, for writers to see what's going on with other writers, get updated information, industry information, you know, maybe contests. There's a lot of things. We intend to, by the summer, launch a newsletter that will contain at least one or two articles from industry experts, links to industry news that we think that writers should really, you know, learn about just to help them in their careers. I mean, it's going to be packed with a lot of good stuff for writers. I mean, the newsletter is going to be free, and so we're hoping to – the whole goal is, again, it's just to inform the writers and help them avoid mistakes, learn new techniques, learn about new sources that will help them, just, you know, help them do this the right way.
That's a big vision. Really? I mean, you really have great ideas where to take this.
Well, thanks. It's
must be a lot of fun.
It is. I'm kind of obsessive with it. I do admit. But, I mean, after a few years of just, again, researching what everyone's doing so that I would know how to do it and know how to do it better, I guess I've just discovered a lot more than I thought I would. And then the wheels just started rolling. And I don't think there's anything out there quite yet that's like this directory. And I think there's going to be, well, there definitely already is more of a focus on this huge market, you know, self-publishing writers.
Mm-hmm.
We need to help them. We need to provide the tools that they need. We need to help them compete against the books being put out by traditional publishing houses. You know, there's junk out there. I don't care if it's traditionally published or self-published, but there's also a lot of good work out there, particularly with writers that are trying to get that traditional publishing contract, and you know, they get the rejection letter. It's, in some cases, it is, you know, the writer needs to work on the stuff, but on the manuscript. But in a lot of cases, it's just not the right time, not the right place. the publisher just didn't, you know, a particular editor just didn't pay enough attention. If the writer wants to wait around for a few more years or longer, then they can do that. If they want to, you know, take control, they should really consider self-publishing.
Right, for sure. Well, I want to make sure that we mention your website again, Dina. It's writerwatchdog.com. And I'm looking at our time, and our time is just coming to an end today. It's gone by so quickly. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. Thank you for giving me a chance to tell people a little bit about this directory.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so share some final thoughts with your listeners today before we let you go.
If you're wanting to write your book, if you're tired of waiting for the, you know, the publishing contract, I mean, you don't have to be passive about this. You don't have to feel dejected. You just pick yourself up and think about doing this on your own. Create your own opportunity. I mean, I have in the book, you know, a favorite, you know, Milton Berle quote: "If opportunity doesn't knock, then build a door." And that's what we'd like to tell writers. You know, you can do this. So, and we're here to help. There's a lot of resources out there that will help you. So we hope to see you come on board.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much, Dina, and all the best to you. And I know we'll be talking again in the future if you're putting a book out every year. That's just fantastic. So I look forward to it.
Well, thank you, Anita.
Thanks so much. You take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, listeners, that's been Dina Riddle, and her new book, Writer Watchdog Self-Publishing Directory, is out now. You can look at Dina's website, writerwatchdog.com, to purchase that, or it's also available through all the online biggies, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, that type of thing, and also maybe check your local bookseller. I'm sure they can order it as well. This book is published by New Vision Media, which is located in Durham, North Carolina. And I just want to thank you so much for tuning in today and listening to our interview with Dina. I'm sure there was a lot of information that you got from this interview. So thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Juanita Watson, and until next time.